T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, Evan Abrams is on with us, sponsored by the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game. All right, Evan, let's start with the Browns here before we'll let the NCAA do their thing. And we can figure out the Browns right now. They're poorly coached and they don't play well, and hopefully that trend will not continue. But the Browns are this is bizarre to me, and I know the Bills haven't beaten anybody, but a 6-2 team favored over 2-6 team, that can't happen very often.
No, it doesn't. But to be honest, this is a market head-scratcher. Of any game, including the Monday Nighter, this game has the most total betting tickets right now.
Wow.
I mean, this game is garnering a ton of interest, and all that interest is being floated towards Buffalo. Buffalo is getting 71% of the tickets as a 2.5/3-point favorite. They're the second biggest side this week, except for the Chiefs. So right now, people are lining up to take Buffalo. I'm on the other side.
You should be.
I actually kind of like Cleveland in this game. The thing I don't like about Cleveland, I'll start there, is I don't like putting my decision in Freddie Kitchens. He's got to run the ball in this game. I mean, Buffalo has an extremely good pass defense and a not-so-good run defense. Nick Chubb needs to get the ball a lot, and I think Cleveland should get the job done. You have a bad ATS team against a good ATS team, and this bad ATS team is favored. It's telling you something. Buffalo's faced the Jets, the Giants, the Bengals, the Dolphins, the Redskins. Cleveland should get the job here. They should get it done.
I'm with you. You know, I've been trying to explain to Bull all week. He can't fathom it. And nor can, you know, a lot of our fans and people on social media. They're like, how are the Browns favored? It just seems like easy money. Well, Evan, I know you've gambled long enough to know when it seems too easy, it typically is never that easy, right?
I mean, it isn't. But listen, if you watched last week, Adrian Peterson looked like he was partying like it was 2009 against that run defense.
Yeah.
So I honestly believe that it's up to Kitchens. It's, you know, the play action will end up working if Chubb does well, and that's the way they should roll. I mean, Buffalo is really a two-sided coin. Just if they rely on the pass too much, they're going to stay in the game. Now, listen, on the other side, Josh Allen, he's a mess, and he takes the longest time to throw of any quarterback in the NFL this year. He stays back there way too long. Cleveland's defense should be able to get it done. I know it's going to be a cold one there on Sunday, so I think that's the right angle, especially if you can get under 3 points, right?
Evan, let's talk about something else we don't see very often.
Please.
A team at home that's a double-digit underdog, and that's the Bengals against the Ravens. The Bengals covered, I believe, against the Ravens in Baltimore. I'm not – with a rookie quarterback in the worst offensive line in the history of football, and they're tanking for Tua, I'm expecting the Ravens to cover. What say you?
I disagree.
Okay.
I'm going to hold my nose. Hopefully not watch the game. I'll watch the tape after. But the Bengals this year, they've lost by 1 against Seattle, 2 against Buffalo, 6 against Baltimore, as you just talked about. And Baltimore is just in an awful, awful spot. You come off of a 17-point win against the Patriots. Teams after playing New England this year, 1-8 against the spread, worst in the NFL. It's not easy playing New England and trying to game plan for something else. Now, listen, we get it. Cincinnati has looked absolutely awful, but they do something decently well. They're number 1 in special teams. Baltimore is number 3 in special teams. Almost every time the Ravens play a game, they're going to play a game with a special teams advantage, and it's not so this week, and Harbaugh mentioned it. Cincinnati took the kick back last time against them. I mean, they had that advantage in this game. I think it's an interesting play. Now, listen, no A.J. Green, obviously no explosion there, no add to the offense. And I'm not – maybe the way to play this is a first-half situation. Maybe that's the way to play, assuming that Baltimore, best run offense in the NFL, they probably roll second half. But 65% of tickets on Baltimore on the road, they have been a double-digit favorite on the road in like 10 years. So this is a really, really odd spot.
Yeah, it definitely is. As we look at some other games this weekend, you know, a couple jump out at me, but obviously the Green Bay game jumps out to me for a variety of reasons, but I kind of like the Packers here. You know, Carolina has to go up to Lambeau. It's snowing up there. They say it may be snowing on Sunday. I love the Packers in this spot. Am I wrong to back them after they had a poor performance?
No, I think the Packers, if you're going to pick a side, I think the Packers is the right side in this one. I don't really trust what Carolina does in terms of Kyle Allen. Melissa McCaffrey should go for a lot, and Packers' run D has been pretty good. I kind of like the under in this game. Both teams should run the ball a ton. The clock should roll. The wind is looking about 15, 16-mile-an-hour winds, like you were talking about. Maybe a messy game at Lambeau. The total's gone down about a point and a half. To me, that's the way I'm going to look. I think Green Bay probably gets it done, but Carolina ranks 32nd in rush defense, and Aaron Jones should eat, and that should run the clock.
All right, Evan, let's do Sunday night and Monday night here. Two great games, Vikings at Cowboys. Cowboys are three-point favorites. Seahawks at the Niners. Niners a 6.5-point favorite. I like the Cowboys and Seahawks. Who you like in those games?
Okay, cool. So I think that Minnesota-Dallas game is a perfect line. At three, I think it's exactly, it's neutral, on a neutral field, it's pick 'em. If I have to lean, I lead Minnesota. I think the under is probably the call there. Honestly, that's probably the way. Two really low-paced teams, I think that's the angle you got to look at. And then for the Monday nighter, this is tough, but I got to go with San Francisco. I got it at 5.5 when it opened. It's now up to 6.5. Now you're going against Russell Wilson. 25-6-1 straight up, 22-7-3 against the spread in primetime. He is the primetime king. But San Francisco does so many things that should really, really disrupt what Seattle does well. And unless Seattle's got an absolute magic to pull it out, I think San Francisco's defense is going to give them a lot of trouble.
Evan, what's your best bet of the week?
Honestly, I like that Cincinnati game. It's really weird to say, but that spot coming off of New England, it's really, really tough. I'm going to look first half there. I think it's a fun one, and I like Cleveland, guys. I'm going to roll with you. I'm actually going to be there in Cleveland this weekend. I'm going to the game.
Nice.
I think it's a good play anyway.
All right, man. Have fun at the game.
Evan, are the Buckeyes going to cover the 44 against Maryland?
Honestly, take the over. Talked about it earlier in the week. Okay. I'm hoping there's going to be a trillion points in that game just by the way it goes. I'm not into 40-point spreads back-to-back weeks. They might be 60-point favorites against Rutgers, so we'll see where that goes.
All right, two more questions. Well, not two questions, two games. Penn State, Minnesota, and then LSU, Alabama.
Sure. I'll flip it on you. So I think LSU is a real interesting play. Two is going to go in banged up.
Yep.
And I know a lot of smart people who like the over. I'm a little scared. I'm a little scared in that situation. If Tua doesn't look good, 63 is a real high number. I like the 6.5 there. Penn State, Minnesota, listen, Penn State is much, much, much better, but that's a tough spot. It's a pass for me. If I had to play it, I'd probably lay with the Nittany line.
Good stuff, Evan.
Thanks, Evan.
Appreciate the time, man.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.